The Stations of the Cross grew from the practice of pilgrims to the Holy Land, who literally followed the last steps of Jesus as he went to the cross to save us from our sins and open the gates of eternal life. To this day, the faithful use these stations to reflect on the passion of Christ and to increase their resolve to take up their cross and follow him.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of power and mercy, in love you sent your Son that we might be cleansed of sin and live with you forever. Bless us as we gather to reflect on his suffering and death, that we may learn from his example the way we should go. We ask this through that same Christ our Lord.
Amen.
First Station. Jesus is condemned to death.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Watch out for yourselves. They will hand you over to the courts. You will be beaten in synagogues. You will be arraigned before governors and kings because of me, as a witness before them.
Lord, give us strength to stand as a witness and praise your name through all struggles and condemnation. May we rejoice as we follow you even to death and share in the hope of your everlasting kingdom.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
Second Station. Jesus takes up his cross.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
Lord, grant us humility as we stand before your cross. Burdened by the weight of our sins, may we faithfully follow you, for you are the way, the truth, and the life that leads us to everlasting freedom.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
Third Station. Jesus falls the first time.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Father, if you are willing, take this cup away from me. Still, not my will, but yours be done.
Lord, open our hearts, that we might graciously accept your will for us. May we not be discouraged or distracted by words and actions that seek to harm us as we travel along your way to the kingdom.
Amen. Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
Fourth Station. Jesus meets his mother.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Woman, behold your son.
Lord, like your blessed mother, may we be faithful to your command to follow you, so that at the end of time we may join the lowly in proclaiming your glory.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
Fifth station. Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant.
Lord, you are the creator and author of all things. You show us the strength of the weak, the greatness of the servant. Give us prayerful hands and supple knees, that we might bend easily to your will and serve those whom you love.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
Sixth station. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you.
You are the light of the world. Your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father.
Give us faith, that we might pursue you with loving and dedicated hearts. Give us courage, that we may stand before others and reflect your presence in the world.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
Seventh station. Jesus falls a second time.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me.
Lord, grant us the strength and courage to rise again each time we fall, and to seek your mercy in compassion.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
Thank you.
Eighth Station. Jesus speaks to the women of Jerusalem.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep instead for yourselves and for your children. For indeed, the days are coming when people will say, Blessed are the barren, the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed. At that time, people will say to the mountains, Fall upon us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if these things are done when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?
Lord, turn our cries of mourning for what we have lost to songs of joy, for we have found you, who opened the gates to God's heavenly kingdom.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
Ninth Station. Jesus falls the third time.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
When they lead you away and hand you over, do not worry beforehand about what you are to say, but say whatever will be given to you at that hour, for it will not be you who are speaking, but the Holy Spirit.
Lord, put your name on our lips, that we may rely on you for help, to remain steadfast in times of struggle.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
Tenth Station. Jesus is stripped of his clothes.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic.
Lord, may we be clothed only in your truth as we walk among the faithless, and may we be freed from the desires that lead us away from you.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
Eleventh Station. Jesus is nailed to the cross.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
Lord, for our sake you were nailed to a cross and given over as a sacrifice for our sins. In gratitude, may we boldly embrace your cross and live in the love that you poured out to save us.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
Twelfth station. Jesus dies on the cross.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me?
Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
Lord, you did not forsake us when we disobeyed your word, but sent your only Son as a sign of your love for us. May his sacrifice on the cross lead us to love others and seek the good of your kingdom.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
Thirteenth station. Jesus is removed from the cross.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit.
Lord, may our bodies always be one with the body of Christ, broken and shared for others, so that all might live in the new life of your resurrection.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
Fourteenth station. Jesus is placed in the tomb.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends.
Lord, your love for us exceeds all bounds. Even death cannot separate us from your love. May we share the love that knows no end with all who seek you.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
Fifteenth station, Resurrection of Jesus.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Lord Jesus Christ, your passion and death is the sacrifice that unites earth and heaven and reconciles all people to you. May we who have faithfully reflected on these mysteries follow in your steps and so come to share your glory in heaven, where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.